Beginning in 2007, the Ho-Chunk tribe will be able to deduct $2 million from its state casino payments and send the money instead to county governments, where the tribe owns land in trust. There are similar provisions in seven other tribal gaming compacts. For example, in 2008, the Stockbridge-Munsee tribe can begin deducting up to $400,000 a year from its state payments if it makes grants in that amount to local governments for such things as water and sewer projects or training and equipment for local police and fire departments. The new system is popular with local governments that have been urging the state to give them a bigger share of casino revenues. Mark McConnell is the director of the Wisconsin Counties Association.
We've had conversations with the state of Wisconsin for some time about sharing some of the gaming proceeds with local units of government, and that has not gone very far. To have an arrangement where dollars flow right from the tribal nations to the local units of government is much more beneficial, it's cleaner, it's more reliable.
Under the new gaming compacts, the state expects to receive about $100 million annually from Wisconsin's 11 tribes. It's not clear yet how much of that might be channeled directly to local governments. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.